from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenya Muslims defy terrorists. Islamist gunmen ambushed a bus traveling from Nairobi to Mandera, Kenya on Monday and demanded the passengers separate into groups of Christians and Muslims. But Muslim passengers refused these orders, protecting their Christian counterparts. Jill Craig has reaction from Nairobi.
Gunmen believed to be Al-Shabaab supporters shot at a bus in North Kenya's Mandera County Monday. But the passengers aboard the bus attacked Monday showed unusual bravery. Witnesses say some Muslim passengers gave headscarves to non-Muslims to help them conceal their identities, likely remembering a previous attack in Mandera last year when militants killed 28 non-Muslims taken off a bus. According to local officials, the attackers ordered everyone off the bus and to separate into two groups of Muslims and non-Muslims. But passengers refused, telling the militants to kill them all. The gunmen soon left. Nairobi resident Mahmoud Mohammed says this show of solidarity demonstrates the Kenyan spirit.
And from now, we the Muslims should be the forefront to fight terrorism.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Al-Shabaab has staged a number of deadly attacks in Kenya since 2011. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters today in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex. Iraqi Lieutenant General Anwar Hama Amin says the army is moving slowly into the city to take over government buildings. There are a lot of booby traps planted by ISIS, so this is slowing down the liberation process. But once government complexes are controlled, the rest of Ramadi will be easily liberated.